Hey, what's up, family?
This is Got Life and In Between, hosted by Dalali and
Walali, and together we are
the Dalalis. This is the second episode of our educational podcast, and it is a continuation of how to apply to colleges in the United States from 2 weeks ago. You can check it out if you are yet to, but please enjoy.
Hey, what's up, beautiful people? As Dalali said earlier in the podcast intro, she said this is our second episode of our educational podcast. And in this podcast, we are going to teach you or talk about the step-by-step approach of how to apply for your visa after you've gained admission and had funding into the tertiary institution that you applied into. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Yay. So a lot of people ask the question, so after my admission, what next? How do I apply for a visa? How do I do this? How do I do that? So we decided to bring you this podcast to make it easier for you so that you can just refer to it as you go. So what's the process? So the first thing on the list is to make sure that you have your I-20 signed by the school and also by you. Normally, when they mail your I-20 to Ghana or wherever you are listening to this from, it will already be signed by the school, but you have to make sure that you sign it too. And if you are a minor, your parent has to sign it.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure that you sign it. Someone might ask, so what is an I-20? So an I-20 is a document that you get from the school. It's a document for international admission, and it shows the duration of your course, the money or the funding that you have been given by the school, and it also shows that you have enough funds to actually come to school in the United States. They won't give it to you if you didn't like submit a bank statement or anything. Yeah. So yeah, that's an I-20, and you need to have it signed. That's the first thing you need to do. Exactly. Signing your I-20.
Yeah. And I think most people, like, when you talk to them, they're always like the funds and all that, except you're from like a rich home or something, that your parents can actually provide a bank statement of more than about $100,000 to support your schooling. Another way that you can get your I-20 is through the funds that your school is going to be giving to you. So make sure you apply to schools that are actually given funding so that you don't stress your parents as well. Another step is to pay a service fee. So the thing is, when you're admitted by the SEVP institution, your school immediately like registers you in the student and exchange visitor information system, which is called service. And we all know it's a service fee. And I think when I checked, last I checked, it's about $350, which is wherever you are listening from, you can convert it in your local currency to know how much it costs. But I think since I applied or paid for this thing, I've not heard of anyone doing it in their respective countries of where they are. They either had to send it to someone out of the country that they reside in. So for me, I made someone in US paid for me. Yeah.
Also, the next step will be completing your DS-160 form. Okay, so you first need to pay your service fee. You need that receipt from your service fee in order to complete your DS-160 visa application form.
Yeah.
So it has a barcode on it. And then you need to make sure that you have the same barcode appearing on your visa confirmation letter. That is the first thing I'll say.
Very important.
And also, the DS-160 visa application form, that is what the interviewer is going to be looking on to ask you questions and to even see if they are going to even approve you. By the time you get there, they would have read through that form.
Yeah.
So make sure you are providing accurate information. It's consistent.
No lies.
Yes. And make sure, like, someone looks at it for you to make sure there's no complications,
yes, and all that. Yeah.
Yes. So make sure it's accurate and it's correct. Mm-hmm. And actually, if I were you, like, I'll give it to like an experienced person, someone who is actually adept in like completing this thing, this form, to like actually do it for you. But you can also do it yourself. I mean, if you have someone who has done it before, they can help you.
Yeah, you can just ask them to help you through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So the next step is to get a visa interview appointment confirmation. So, I mean, that's the next step. And with that, it's just like click, 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 answer some few questions, and then you get it done, right? But then I think with the appointment confirmation, that's where you need to make sure that the DS, this code on your, that specific code assigned to you is the same thing that you get on your appointment confirmation. Yeah. So that, I mean, there's no mix up.
Yeah.
If you have different codes, then you have to check it out, because they might think that you are two different people.
Yeah.
Right.
And you get your visa appointment confirmation after you complete your DS-160 visa application form.
Right. The next thing is to prepare for your interview. And, I mean, you have to gather all your documents from supporting bank statements, your scholarship fund, your admission letter, your GRE scores, IELTS, your I-20,
everything
that you think is important, everything. Your birth certificate, everything that you think they can ask for, bring it out. If you have any business or something that makes you feel like you're attached to your country.
I even had one friend, they asked for his national service confirmation letter or something. Letter. I was like, wait, what? So like everything.
If you have to take your house, take it. Take it as well. Very, very important. And you have to practice in the mirror. Be prepared for this. You know, you can go online, search for interview questions, US student visa or F1 visa or whichever visa you're applying for, but this is specifically student visa. So you search for F1 visa interview questions, practice them, look in the mirror, practice. You can let someone else ask you the questions, prepare you, and it's all going to be centered around what you applied for. So if you're applying for computer science, you should look for questions around computer science. If you're applying for nursing, look for questions around nursing. And if you remember our previous episode where we talked about being positive or having a positive mind, this will help you, because I shared about my story of when I went for my visa interview and how I kept positive, and then it actually landed me my visa. So it's very, very important to have a positive mindset.
Also, if your degree is 2 years and you get a visa for just 1 year, you can later like apply to renew it. So don't let that stress you. Exactly. I think that people get stressed about that.
Yeah.
The thing is, you only need a visa to enter a country.
Exactly.
Once you are here, your I-20 is what validates you. But if you go outside and you're coming back, then you need to like reapply for a visa.
That's true.
And also, like, interviewers like ask questions during an interview to make sure that after your education, you're not planning on living in the United States. You're actually planning on coming back home.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that's not what you're planning on, but, like, just to get your visa, you need to convince them that you have some strong ties back home, and so you're going to come back home after your schooling, your education, which we all know is a lie.
But we are not teaching you to lie.
Yeah.
But then you need to show convince them something or convince them that you are attached to your country, right? That way they will give you what you want.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now you go for your interview. After the preparation, I'll go for your interview.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not overdress. Don't wear a Christmas dress, please. Don't
wear a lot of jewelry and stuff. And don't be making noise. And you know, all those things.
Don't.
Just wear your flats.
Yes.
If you're a guy, you can wear your sneakers. No one's going to look at your feet. It's just on top. They just see what you have on top. Yeah.
Don't overdress. You know? Be professional. Yeah. Wear a simple native attire.
Native attire, you know.
Just like Sylvia dressed in a beautiful African
attire. I wore my African print. Yeah,
when like, I was going, I was 17. They made me wear my Christmas attire. But I'm not like I'm not going to advise you to do that. Somebody in the break, I'm in Pesa. So don't do that. Don't do that. Just be simple. Be you. Be comfortable. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just be comfortable.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So let's go over the steps again. Mm-hmm. One. Make sure you have your I-20 signed. Two.
Pay service fee.
Three, complete your DSI 160 visa application form.
And the fourth is you confirm your appointment, your interview appointment.
And the fifth is you prepare for your interview. And the sixth is
to go for the interview. Prepare
If there is anything else that you want to know, or if there's anything we didn't touch on that you would want us to talk about, or you have specific questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Like, we know a lot of people who have done this and we have also done it. So no matter whatever you're come to study in the US, we would definitely find someone to answer your questions for you.
Yeah, exactly. So reach out. We don't know it all, you know.
Reach out and all the best in your visa applications. And
so bye.
Bye and peace.
Hello guys, we hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and give us feedback.
Love you all
and peace.